from the Financial Times in London, I'm Daniel Thomas, and this is FT News. French billionaire Vincent Bolloré's move to take control of Italy's Mediaset has received a setback after the Italian regulator ruled that Vivendi, the mainly French media conglomerate that he controls, could not keep the large stakes it had built up in the Italian group. The regulator ordered Bolloré to divest part of his stake in either Mediaset or Telecom Italia. Mr. Bolloré has vowed to contest the court decision. His move on Mediaset late last year, described by Silvia Berlusconi, whose family owned the Italian group, as a hostile takeover, sets up a battle between the two media tycoons for the future of Italy's biggest commercial broadcaster. With me on the line to discuss this clash of media titans is our Paris correspondent, Harriet Agnew. Harriet, how did it all begin?
Well, this is just the latest incident in a long-running Italian adventure for Vincent Bolloré, the controlling shareholder in Vivendi. So he used creeping control at Telecom Italia to build up a 24% stake and become its leading shareholder. And then he decided to try and tighten his grip on the company and recently nominated 10 directors for Telecom Italia, several of them already on Vivendi's own management board. And then meanwhile, he's also set his sights on Mediaset in Italy, which is the country's biggest private broadcaster. And again, he's been building up a position there and is now the second largest shareholder after the Berlusconi family. And now in the latest twist, the Italian regulator AGCOM has weighed in. They said that Vivendi has breached rules on concentration of power and that it can't keep the large stakes it's built up in both Mediaset and Telecom Italia.
It's interesting that Bolloré is pushing into Italy, because it seems to me that very few people have any real understanding about what his plan is. What has he said so far on the record, at least, about what the strategy is in Italy?
Well, he's really said that Italy is a key pillar of his strategy to build a southern European media and telecoms empire to take on the likes of Netflix. He wants to build a sort of Netflix of Europe. And so the idea is that this is anchored in telecoms, in media and in content.
Is that something which is coherent with what he's done elsewhere, do you think?
Well, look, Bolloré is notoriously secretive and unpredictable. In terms of his ambitions in Italy, there are all sorts of theories that are flying around the market, including that he might launch a full takeover of Mediaset, or that Orange in France could be a potential buyer of Telecom Italia, and so Vivendi could end up as a core shareholder of Orange.
But obviously this all depends on him being successful in his attempts to take control of Mediaset to tie up with his already large holding in Telecom Italia.
Well, exactly. He's already locked in a battle with Mediaset. Last year, he tried to buy its pay TV business, Mediaset Premium, but the deal collapsed. Vivendi claims that it was misled by Mediaset over the true value of the pay TV business. Mediaset, for its part, says that Vivendi did plenty of due diligence, and right now they're suing each other for defamation. But in true Bolloré style, he's not going to sit back and watch all of this happen. So Vivendi released a strongly worded statement shortly after the AGCOM ruling this week, threatening legal action. They've threatened to appeal the ruling and to submit a formal complaint to the European Commission because of what they see to be a breach of EU law. I think the irony here is that the Italian regulator says that Bolloré is falling foul of the Gasparri law. Now, this is something that was drawn up in the 90s, partly out of concern over the then Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's influence. But now here we are, and the law appears to be working in Berlusconi's favour.
Indeed, it seems finally the Italian regulator is trying to get some teeth here after some time. So what does it mean for his French business, do you think? Does it have any repercussions on its operations in France, which are already quite substantial?
Well, I mean, I think the main thing here is that Bolloré is up to the eyeballs back at home in France. You know, as if Italy wasn't enough of a distraction for him. There's plenty going on back in France. He's got his Canal Plus pay TV business, which has been hemorrhaging money and subscribers. So he's trying to turn that around. There's a gaming company, Ubisoft, where Vivendi has built up a minority stake and would like to take full ownership of. Ubisoft is fighting that. So there's a potential of a hostile takeover there. And then there's also Havas, which is run by Bolloré's son, Yannick. Vivendi has a minority stake. And again, they haven't ruled out the possibility of a full takeover.
So even for someone as adept in the business world as Bolloré, it seems a lot to take on. What do you think will happen next? Do you think he will eventually come to the table with Silvia Berlusconi to thrash out some sort of deal, or will he soldier on in the courts?
I think that we could be preparing for a long and protracted legal battle. One thing we do know about Bolloré from past incidents is that he's very patient and he's not adverse to a courtroom battle. That aside, he's said to be still on speaking terms with Silvio Berlusconi. And so I think people haven't written off a possibility that, at least with Mediaset, some kind of amicable-ish conclusion is reached. Looking at what AGCOM have said, they've given Vivendi a year to cut its stake in either Telecom Italia or Mediaset, and said that Vivendi has to come up with a sort of plan of action in the next 60 days or so.
Well, thank you so much, Harriet, for taking us through that. It will be very interesting to see how the battle continues now. And thanks for listening. And if you'd like to read more, we'll be following the story very closely on FT.com.